USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging Republicans to get fully on board with the idea of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The Democratic-led House is set to vote on a sweeping coronavirus relief package by the end of the week. And we're starting to find out what exactly is in the bill.
Buried on page 305 of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 is a provision that awards federal employees with kids as much as $21,000 for each household to stay home. The Emergency Federal Employees Leave Fund provision includes $570 million for government employees only. The bill ignored the same provisions for you and me. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The bill expected to pass the Democrat-controlled House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The annual Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, opened today in Orlando, Florida. The speaker lineup includes Senators Josh Hawley of Missouri and Ted Cruz of Texas, and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Former President Trump set to headline CPAC Sunday. As far as what we can expect to hear from the former president, Stephen Miller, one of his former advisors, believes
he's going to talk about the economy. He's going to talk about opening our schools back up again so our children can learn and socialize and develop. He's going to talk about, obviously, the immigration issue, which the president believes, and I agree, is political suicide for the Democrat Party. He's going to talk about standing up to China, bringing back our manufacturing jobs. He's going to talk about that blue-collar working-class agenda.
U.S. unemployment claims dropped to 730,000 last week as the pandemic eased and winter storms disrupted filings. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the coronavirus vaccine continues to become more and more available, one state continues to lead the pack in vaccinations.
West Virginia remains among the leaders in the nation at getting COVID vaccines into the arms of its residents. Nearly 10% of the state's population have received both shots of the vaccine, with nearly all the doses West Virginia has received being administered. Governor Jim Justice says his state's vaccination plan has been simple. He tells Fox News they quickly mobilized as many resources as they could to administer shots.
Our model's real simple, and it's just this, is really, when it really boils right down to it, we got our local pharmacies, all of our local clinics, our National Guard stepped up, and we took off. And we took off with the people that we knew were going to die, and that was our elderly, and we absolutely got ourselves back in school because we vaccinated all of our teachers and service personnel right off the get-go from 50 and up. And absolutely, you know, like I said over and over and over, there's a lot of good things going on right now in West Virginia.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden on Wednesday lifted a freeze on greens cards issued by his predecessor during the pandemic that lawyers said was blocking most legal immigration to the United States. Former President Donald Trump last spring halted the issuance of green cards until the end of 2020 in the name of protecting the coronavirus-wracked job market. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.